Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
And your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a treat tonight. We have Teresa on, and she's a great reader, and you guys are going to enjoy her. I'm waiting for Peter. He might show up, hopefully. Okay, so let's get started. I'll bring Teresa on.
Hi Kelly. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let people know a little bit about yourself. How do you do your readings?
How do I do my readings? Okay. A lot of times I use cards, but I find that it depends on the person, where sometimes the messages come through extremely strong, and I'm like, you better get a pen, get your recorder out, you better rock and roll with these messages. And other times it's very steady. So I sometimes connect to individuals who have crossed over, but a lot of times I just like to feel out what comes on each person and offer, you know, offer the best that comes.
Awesome. All right, I see Peter's on here too. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, great.
Hi, Peter.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you
Hi,
doing?
Peter.
I'm manifesting healing myself.
I'm
yes,
glad that you're coming through the woods with it.
Yeah, I've been drinking tea all day, and I've become a tea toddler, and I'm hoping that it will just be eviscerated.
Yes,
there you go.
For you too. So.
Yes.
Well, I guess we'll get started. We'll start off with 111. And Peter, tell them a little bit about what you do.
Once I find out what I do, I'll let you know. I am an international astrologer. I'm a psychic. I'm a medium. I'm an intuitive. I've been reading for over 25 years. Some of my clients are among the most famous people in the world. And I enjoy helping people contact their loved ones. And I'm also a life coach. And I love to make people happy. And I love to see people fulfill their greatest dream, the success in their lives.
Okay, I guess we'll
get... And you're really good at it.
All right, 11111.
Oh, hello. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova. Thank you so much.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Well,
hi.
And do you have a...
I have exciting news. Well, my date of birth is July the 6th, 1951, and I have exciting news. I'm working with my realtor named Laura, and the mortgage man's name is Ian. They're Christians. And I actually am going to put a big check towards the purchase of my home, and we should be able to close by the last day of this month.
Cool. Do you have a question?
Well, my question is, hopefully I'll be able to afford the house quite easily, and the house is going to assess for less than what I offered. So will will there be renegotiations on behalf of my mortgage man and my realtor? Will they get me a lower price? And will my sister and nephew and I be happy there ever after?
I do feel a very strong, joyful energy. Before you even asked the question, I felt a very strong connection between you and this home. As far as negotiations go, I feel like it's going to be very clean. That's the message that I'm getting, is that everything is going to unfold very clean. The one thing I'd like to point out to you is that I noticed when you were explaining it, you had a little bit of, like, fear, which was, you know, hopefully I can afford it and everything works out. This is not your past. This is your future. And in this moment, because it's such a good match to you, in order to continuously be a match to this home, you have to be in that positive mindset state that allowed you to get into the position that you are, where everything is working out for you every day, all day. You understand?
I do. Absolutely, I do.
You worked very hard to get here, so now it's time to enjoy where you're at and stay in that high vibrational place.
Yes. And it's really a beautiful house. It has a ruby red door, which I love, and it has a nice backyard. And my realtor was right on it when I saw the listing. I called her, and she did not hesitate. She jumped right on it. And so I've come a long way, and
good.
I pray that there's happiness and safety and health and only wonderful Christian love.
Good. Good for you. Peter, do you have anything to add?
No. I was listening to Teresa. I feel they're telling me that this house has a very strong spiritual connection, and I feel that she finally is coming into her own after a lot of health issues, and the guides are telling me that she's going to be very happy there and everything will be working out.
Yes,
that's wonderful.
You're going to have happy memories there for a long time. Thank you.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. This is pure blessings.
You too. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
216.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Sharon from Ohio.
Hi. Give us your birthday.
September 1st, 1965. I can't believe I'm almost going to be 60. I don't even feel it. Great.
And do you have a question for Teresa?
I do. I worry about this all the time. I just did my kitchen in December. Now, next week, they're doing the rest of the house. They're tiling, putting new floors, getting all new furniture. Will I be able to start saving again? And then, are my finances going to be okay? Or do you see me getting a new position at my job? If the right one comes up, I love my job though. But go on. Finances and career.
Stay where you are. You're going to be able to have savings, and you got a little raise coming. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, it's reviews this month. You're so.
There's something that is here, and it's telling me that you're not like. You're contemplating changes, but you don't really know what you'd like to do just yet.
I know.
So I do feel like you're staying in the same position, but I feel like you have been contemplating new directions or something that is refreshed. This home, the changes that occur in your home, they're for your happiness, they're for your well-being, but I also feel like there's things that are like on the agenda, almost like a bucket list that you are contemplating do it. Of like when the house is finally done, now then we can get to all these other things. And aside from this job that you have that you like, I also feel like there's other things that you want to do. You're just not 100%, like the grid isn't 100% filled in for you yet. So you don't really know what you're looking at and you're not too sure what you want, but you will discover it. It is coming together for you. But for right now, like Kelly said, you are staying in the same spot.
I do good, and I my staff are wonderful. I know, make good incentives. You're right, I have bucket lists. I want to work more with animals, not volunteer. This would be like a hobby. But thank you, but my finances are okay. Oh, my goodness. I'm like the last caller.
I deal with her. She's going into her Jupiter return, which means this is going to be one of the most beneficial and exciting times in her life. She's highly, highly intuitive. She's very intuitive. She fights it. She fights it, but she's very intuitive. I also wanted to say, how has your health been in the past?
Wonderful. I'm telling you, just nothing internal, nothing major. I did, like, my feet hurt from running, you know, bones from jogging. But other than that,
yeah.
I haven't cold in 5 years. But
your guys are just saying to me they want you to stay with the diet right now that you have. You have the ability, you are multi-creative, and they're saying to me you've got very high energy, but I feel you're going to be staying in the same position. But I also wanted to find out, they're telling me to tell you they want you to start connecting with people that are very spiritual light workers. And they also, they're showing me something around a book.
Book, okay.
Yes, so I don't know if you enjoy writing, but they're telling me a book and they're saying a lot of travel.
Yeah, okay. I was feeling the travel part too. Like I said, that there's that bucket list of, like what Peter said, you're very well-rounded. You can do a lot of things. You're very good at a lot of different skills. You're intelligent. You're intuitive. You're creative. You're fun. You're a people person. You've gained a lot of skills, and at this point, they all plug together. It's just up to you where you want to apply them.
Yeah. That's very good. But you don't. My finances are going to be okay this year, aren't they? I'm not hurting. I'm just not. I'm
your
dishing out.
Your finances are going to be fine.
Okay.
Thank you. I want a reading with you, Peter. I put your like information. I couldn't find you last time you were on the show. I couldn't find your website. Maybe I typed it in wrong. I don't know.
Well, you can reach me through my email, which is peter_mrks@yahoo.com, or 203-206-9353.
Is it on here? Okay. I like astrology readings. Yeah. I want to see if it's on her page. No.
Yeah, I just had somebody develop a YouTube channel for me. So I am there, and I want you to work on all of your gifts, because you were brought in to do a lot of different things and help people.
Thank you. And Kelly, I didn't mean to take more time. The next one. Thank you, both of you, and thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
For private readings. How do we reach you, Teresa?
I have an Instagram. It's @V3N9. And my phone number is 631-759-1965.
And then me, you can reach me, 561-333-5267, or kellyjoepsychic.com. All right, thank you. 215. Hello, 215.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
My name is Susan. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What was that?
Your question and your birthday.
My birthday is 4/19/1960. My name is Susan.
And then your question?
My question is, like, with my finances, but my relationship, like, if we split up, my finances are going to be messed up. Do you see us getting better in our relationship?
Actually, before you even said, hi, I'm Susan, I heard big changes, like big capital, big rock letters with an exclamation point. Like, your life is dramatically changing in different aspects of your life. And I actually see, whether you decide to stay with this gentleman or not, part of the thing with this gentleman is that you've outgrown him, in a sense. And as much as you're trying to hold it together, if you're trying to hold it together out of fear or out of comfort, but it's not a match to your authentic, highest, happiest self, it's going to fall apart no matter what, because you're bigger than that. But if you decide to stay in this relationship with this gentleman, and because you do feel that love and that strong connection, I see that there's something going on with him that's kind of causing him, I don't know if the word is grumpy, but I feel like rough around the edges with him. And that's, you know, like a little bit of like friction going on between the two of you. It seems like you're in two different worlds underneath one, inside of one relationship. And, you know, I feel like there's stuff that you're stepping into that you're not even aware of. It's multidimensional changes for you. What you need to know is no matter what, you're going to be okay, but I wouldn't jump into being afraid right away, because you're asking about my relationship, my finances. If the relationship goes, then my finances can fluctuate. And it's like just as much as the new life would come in and work out for you, everything else would fall into place around you. You don't have to be afraid of if you lose him, you lose everything, because you are plenty capable of creating finances around you. And I see art. I see a lot of art stuff. Do you have appreciation for art? Do you paint? Do you work on these things yourself?
No, I don't. I mean, I like art, but I don't paint or anything like that.
Okay, I see these art murals, and I'm not sure what the art murals have to do with stuff, but I feel this big revitalization for you, where things are, it's not just in one place where things are changing for you. It's in a lot of places all around you. I would say in order to navigate them, be adaptable and be relaxed. The more at ease you are, understanding that everything that changes is changing to work out for your best and highest good, easy come, easy go, that sort of thing. Not saying it's definitely leaving. What I'm saying is with these changes that are happening, it doesn't benefit you to be stuck or to be afraid. Does that make sense? These changes have been ready to happen for a while, but there's been like, okay, later, and now there's no more later. It's just going to be it.
Now, are they all good changes that I'm
calling into? They are good changes, but things have to fall apart before they can fall together. And it's almost like I feel – this is what I'm getting. Is like it depends on you. So if you stay in a optimistic place where you're following your joy, it's going to be like one invisible step to the other. Things just happen for you. Opportunities happen for you. And you're just pivoting. You're just pivoting and going with the flow. If you get fearful, if you get nervous about things working out for you, it gets crunchy because your energy is going to start influencing things. And you have such a strong personality, a strong energy to you, that when you're relaxed, things go easy. Things flow. When you get afraid or anxious or aggravated, things get crunchy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, Peter.
All right, well, Susan, I have a question to ask you that the guys are asking me. Well, twofold. Are you aware that you came in as a very, very old soul?
I believe I did, yes.
All right. Were there any issues that you remember growing up with Dad?
My father committed suicide when I was three. I always blamed myself for him. I mean, even though I was three, I blamed myself because I felt like he did this because I was going to be pressure on him and my mom. Like, I took blame for everything until a couple of years ago.
All right. The reason I brought that up, I didn't want to shock you. Dad is here. Dad is around you. And he doesn't want you to be depressed anymore. He doesn't want, he's saying release all of the depression if you can. And he said, he's telling me that you never really felt great about yourself. But he said to me, he knows right now you're an amazing human being. And he said, stop with the guilt already. You didn't have anything to do with what happened with me. And he's also talking to me about your, he said, you're very headstrong. Are you headstrong in your own mind?
Yeah, I'm very headstrong. Yes, I am. I have to agree with that.
All right. Dad just said this isn't going to help in the relationship.
Right.
Okay.
So I want you to know this. I want you to talk to him. He's a very kind soul. He had a chemical imbalance. He's telling me he had a chemical imbalance, and he's saying to me how much he loves you.
Okay. Is he with Mom?
Yes.
Yes. They're both together, and he said you obsess about money all the time. Stop worrying about money. It will come in.
Right. I feel you're walking into a really positive time in your life. Things haven't been positive for a while for you. And when you're not happy, it's almost like that meme or that quote, I'm not happy, nobody's happy. It's like if you stay focused on negative things, then things can't be happy around you. But if you change and you focus on things about being happy and enjoying your life and what gives you happiness, then it's like all of a sudden everything is really magical. Everything's very fluid and easy. And I feel this energy, like no matter what happens, just get a little softer. Get a little softer, a little happier, a little easier on yourself, a little easier on others. Also, do you smoke right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you've been talking about quitting. It's time to quit now.
Yes, I just said that today. It's time for us to quit.
This year is about this year you're going to heal stuff, and then you can move forward in your life. It's a whole new beginning. Anything that doesn't serve you anymore is going to go out of your life, and it'll be really placed with more positive things.
Agreed.
Okay.
You have the potential to work it out with that guy. Too. You actually get along very good when you're both not feeling like heavy and depressed. You guys have a great like friendship. You laugh a lot. You have fun together. It can go back to that if you focus on well-being.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for taking my phone call. God bless you.
All right. We have to shorten the readings up because we still got tons of people. Keep it short. 845. Hello. I have dead air.
Hello.
What's your
name? Hi, how are you?
And what's your name?
My name is Maria. I call it from New York.
Okay. Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question, Marie?
My question is, I want to buy a house of Rome in Sicily. What do you think?
I didn't understand the question. Please rephrase it.
I say, I want to buy a house in Sicily or Rome.
I... I think you're trying to say you'd like to buy a house in Italy or Roma?
Yeah, on Sicily. Sicily, of Roma.
I don't have a good feeling about that. I feel immediately, as you're asking the question, I feel back off and wait for right now. Let things fall into place, maybe at a later time, but I don't think that's for your highest good. I have a feeling immediately that pushes me back from doing it so that I can express to you, hang back, wait, don't do that yet. Stay where you're at.
I see. Did you guys have a question, please? If you don't mind, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, last year, I was away. And my niece, coming my niece from the backyard, I'm not talking, I'm not seeing about 20 years. I want to try to open the door. And somebody telling me there was somebody at the sea that was a little bit in trouble. What do you think? Is she going to come back again?
So let me repeat the question, make sure I heard it right. Your niece came here. You haven't seen her in 22 years. She was supposed to come in October. She did not make it in October. And you're waiting for her to visit again?
No, my niece, she wanted to break in my door. Nobody was home. She wanted to break in my door. I know was here, I was away.
Oh, okay.
You think she's gonna try to do again?
I don't feel that your niece is going to try to break into your home again. I feel like when she did do that, there was a reason for her to do that. There was a desperate feeling that she had and a unique type of energy that she was in. I don't feel at this time that she's going to try to do that again.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
What do you get, Peter?
I don't think the house is going to be broken into, but I agree with not buying a house over there. They're telling me something about global issues around fighting and war. So I don't think she would be very safe over in Rome or Italy right now. No.
Yeah, I would just wait, Maria.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for everything. Thank you very
welcome.
Much. Welcome.
Question as well.
914. Hello, 914.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
What's your name and what's your birthday and what's your question?
My name is Catherine, 62675. I was wondering, please, with work, I'm having an event in June, and I was wondering how you see it going, if it'll be well attended, if it'll be successful. Any information you might have, I appreciate.
Well,
Thank you.
You know, and you'll have a jump-off point where other people will hire you in the event. Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm not getting a strong reeling. Well, hold on, let me rephrase this. It's when you got on, I felt like a pain point in the heart, not necessarily physical, but there's an old pain that you have worked very hard to heal, be resolving. The second is medical. I was seeing hospitals and medical stuff. Is there is the event something to do with medical?
No.
Okay, because that's the first thing I'm seeing is like a heart, and the heart emotional healing almost put like a metallic flavor in my mouth. And then again, it came up with medical, doctors, hospitals, this sort of thing. I don't see something necessarily bad happening. I see something like being overcome. So this this event that you're doing, I'm getting stronger readings on stuff that's going on in your life outside of this event, but I do see a nice sunny energy around the event, a nice light. You're very intelligent. You're good with talking to people. You've put a lot of work into the communicating part. What I will say to you is to make sure that you communicate effectively and frequently with people who are interacting on this project with you, because it's a big project and I see it continuing to grow so long as you provide a good root system underneath it.
Wow. Oh, thank you. You were saying with heart stuff, it has to do with me healing past hurts, because last year it could have went better.
I
wanted to ask you, was there anything around a mother or father? They keep on saying something about not the greatest connection with mother and father, and this having an impact on you.
I'm pretty close to my parents. My father's on the other side, but I was pretty.
I think that's a medical thing I was picking up on, Peter.
Yes.
Yeah. My father had, his heart just finally gave out.
Oh, well, that's what you're picking up on, sweetie.
Oh, okay.
Your dad's coming through and just telling you how much he loves you. He's proud of you, how he's there for you. And it's like he wanted to fight. He wanted to keep going, but his body just didn't have the strength to keep going. But his love goes beyond his strength of his physical body, and he's doing very well.
Oh, thank
you. And I also see him saying to you, about relationships. The pain is about your pain in your heart is about relationships, and don't worry, everything's going to work out for you. The right one is on the way.
Oh, how beautiful.
And what is the significance?
They're showing me something about management. I don't know if you're doing it now, but I just got a message thing about management and going on. Is that making sense right now? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I aside from this project, there's other projects that I'm trying to manage and get going as well. Yes.
All right, because your father is around you. That's why I brought up the parent. Your father is around you. He's telling me you're amazing with the public. He's also telling me you can be very strong-willed and you like perfection. When you do a project, either it's perfect or you don't do it.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah, I definitely relate to that. Oh, yes, 100%.
Give yourself...
All right, go ahead.
Give yourself some grace, hon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're interested in a bigger, like a longer reading, but I have a lot of energy coming up towards you or with you if you want to do an extended reading at a later time.
Thank you. I'll look you up. Did you give out your information? I could go back and listen and get all of your information.
Yes.
All of you.
I put my phone number down in my Instagram handle. But if you want to write my phone number now, you
private
can.
Reading.
I'm sorry?
What?
We're all available for private readings.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, all of you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That was truly beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. 720.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I didn't think I was going to get chosen.
<I'm excited.
laughs> My name is Randy.
Hi, Randy. What's your question?
So my birthday. Well, my birthday's on Thursday, and I'm just wondering if I have anything positive for the upcoming year.
So Peter can do it.
Well, it's on. It's 2/15/1971.
There you go.
2/15/1971. Okay, so you want to know if anything is positive?
Yeah, for the next year.
For the next year. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say to you, they keep on showing me, you're a very, they're saying a lot of creativity here. So what are you doing that's so creative?
I am a therapist. Well, I also was a preschool teacher, but I just left that job. But now I'm working as a therapist with also with kids. So in order to, I do a lot of activity. I think of a lot of activities for them to do, and yeah, make it fun. Do play therapy.
All right. Now they're also talking to me about property. Now I don't know if you thought about buying property or is this something that you want to do, but I'm also being shown a lot of writing. So as a therapist, did you want to write a book, or they keep on showing me writing?
I have a lot of paperwork. I do a lot of paperwork. I don't know if that's it.
All right, that may be it. I see this year being really quite amazing for you. I also want to say to you, you're a very upbeat type of person. You don't let too many things hold you down, but I want to tell you this. You're going into an enlightenment with your third eye. You're opening up to metaphysics, spiritual realm, being a light worker. And I also see you working with groups of people and helping them find out what their, if you want to call it, their sole purpose in this life is. But you're now coming into your own. Is that making sense to you?
Oh, wow. That would be amazing. Like, that sounds like a dream, honestly. I've been always very interested in metaphysics for a very, very long time. And it's interesting because the people I'm working with are all really interested in energy healing, and the clients I'm picking up on are also like are open to things. They're like, oh, you know, this reminds me of the tower card, and I'm very interested in it. So now I don't mind, you know, sharing my knowledge with the clients I'm working with. So it's kind of cool.
This is where you're heading now. I also want to say to you, you may not remember it, but you were also a very old soul. And you're really starting to recognize that we live in a multidimensional world, and you're going to be working with a lot of like-minded people. I feel healing around you. I see you channeling energy. They're also saying to me a lot of travel. You're going to do a lot of traveling.
That would be the best news ever, because I dream of traveling. Oh, my God.
Well, I
see
you traveling all over the world.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My question, a lot of things that you have been dreams. You put them on like a plate of one days instead of today. There's like, it's almost like craving for something versus calling for something. And I feel like with Peter saying, it's like you've been craving something for a long time. There's always seemed to be this like hollow point that you've been trying to fill. And where Peter was talking about writing with children, yes, you write a lot of notes with children, but as you continue this spiritual involvement that you're doing, it would be really effortless for you to write a book that focused on children that bridge into adulthood, mixing together what you know as far as psychological, therapeutical, and mixing it together with the metaphysical.
Wow, that's cool. I love it.
And you are going to go to Europe and you will write a children's book.
Okay, well, this was amazing. I didn't think I was going to get called. So thank you. I greatly appreciate this.
Welcome. You have a good day.
You too, bye-bye.
You're welcome, bye.
518.
Yes, hi.
Hi. What's your name? What's your birthday?
My name is Val. My birthday is 10-12-69. And my question is, if you see a reconnection with someone, not just anyone, a certain someone.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I don't feel it. And I know that this person really means a lot to you, but I feel like for as many things as you have in common or that you benefit from with each other, there's stuff that you do not. And I see that there was this undercurrent of stuff that is known to you and stuff that is not known to you that held this relationship apart. What I'm being shown instead is that there is somebody who is a better fit for you. But you, since this breakup, you haven't really been able to completely pull yourself into a place where you're A, open for that, and B, just pick yourself up altogether. And it's time for you. It's almost like a gusto of healing because it's been a sadness or heavy-heartedness that's been going around with you. And it's time for you to turn a corner with it because as good as it was, it's almost like the reason why it was so good is because it's the best that you've had yet. But that doesn't mean that it's the best fit.
Hmm. Okay. Well, when I say reconnection, I don't necessarily mean in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I was more talking reconnection, put the relationship factor completely aside, off the table, but a reconnection as friends, a reconnection as going to have fun, doing different things.
I still don't feel that connection gelling, coming together. I feel like it is what it is, and there's just better. There's what I feel like is that there's better matches for you that are on the way.
Okay, when on the way?
When you let go of that guy, you have to empty.
Well, I have. I put myself out there. I'm sorry. I was going to say put myself out there.
He's still taking up space.
Well, I put myself out there. I go out. I volunteer. I do different things with friends. I hope that somebody's there. I'm looking at going on speed dating. So I have been trying for a very long, long time.
Just because you physically put yourself out there doesn't mean that your emotional has followed. What you've tried to do is collect the majority of you that can focus not on it, him, them, and put yourself out there to say, okay, I'm ready for something else. But there was such a strong connection in this connection that you haven't really emotionally moved on from it. And because it compounds other relationships that didn't go great either, it's almost like as long as you feel lonely, as long as you feel a lack, as long as you feel like you've lost something, it's going to be really hard for you to align with new things no matter how much you put yourself physically out there, because when you connect with people, places, and things that are matches to you, you're always going to get a match to where your vibration is energetically. So there has to be a healing, a forgiveness. Actually, what I'm feeling is like in your stomach, there's just this like a heart and in your stomach, there's like a need for a release, a need for a refreshment. Write it out. Write a letter. Write forgiveness. Write the journal. Forgive yourself. Forgive them. Talk about the things that happened. Burn it. Clear it out. You need to have that internal clearing before anything else is going to come in the way that it you deserve it to and the way that it should.
Okay. And I do follow that. But here's, I guess, a question in regarding what you said. Like
okay.
I said, I get out there, I get out with friends. I'm a pretty happy person for the most. You know, I like to go out and have fun and try different things. And I'm attractive. I'm not a beauty queen from a magazine, but I am, I'm attractive and I look very good when I go out. And I don't even get, I have great energy. I don't even get, like,
asked out on a date, for heaven's sakes. Now, a guy should at least approach me and say, hey, how you doing?
What you just did in the describing of it, I go out, I put myself out there, I look good, I feel good, I have great energy, but I'm not wanted. But people aren't asking me. So you're still focused, whether you realize it or not, focused on the lack of things. And the more you focus on the lack of things, the more that lack is going to grow. So when you go out, focus on having a good time. And
that's
then people will just, well, people don't ask me out. People don't notice me the way I want to be noticed. You're noticing the lack of notice. So it has to pivot into I am beautiful, I am loving, I am loved, people enjoy me, and pivot into that energy of receiving mode, because you're pushing away things energetically right now. And you're not able to align to them because there's a block that's there that needs to be cleansed out.
Okay. All right. I heard you and I understand. And, yes, I would agree with there was a point when I was like that, but it's been, I don't know, a few years now, and I'm long over that point, long over that. So I would think that a guy would at least approach me and say, hey, how you doing tonight? Or, hey, how's it going? Hey, I'm so-and-so. You're who? You know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, would you like to get together sometime? I mean, it's been a long time. Long time.
All right, let's
Your guides are telling me at times that men are intimidated by you. They just said to me, there's intimidation. I really feel you're a very giving person.
Thank you.
You're a very loving person, extremely giving and loving. And I wanted to ask you, with this other relationship, were you giving more than this other person?
Oh, they were very giving to me. We had some issues, but they were very giving. Yes.
All right, because your guides are telling me the right person hasn't come in as yet. You are going to attract the right person, but I also feel at times you can be the life of the party, and at other times I feel there's a little insecurity, but you have grown tremendously over the past couple of years. Don't worry about people asking you out. They're saying to me, work on yourself now, and you've come a long way from the past couple of years. You're really coming into your own. Do you feel that way?
I have come a long way. I still have a ways to go, but I like the person I am. I think we all have our faults, but I think I'm a pretty damn good person.
You are a pretty damn good person.
Thank you. But I mean, a date, I'd like to just go on a date for heaven. One date would be nice.
They're going to line somebody up with you, and they keep on saying to me, I don't know why, they're talking about money, finances, and having a grand old time. So they're going to bring somebody in that is more of your soul twin. And it's going to happen. They just said to me towards the summer, this is going to happen. But don't worry about it. It will happen.
It will happen. Okay. That sounds good.
It's going to happen in August.
August. I didn't hear you. What?
August. Mid-August.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that because I just want to go on a date. That will be fine. I'm not, like, looking for marriage tomorrow, but a date would be nice.
Your guide just said, change your thinking. Visualize that he's coming in. See this relationship. I do this all the time.
Yeah.
And so do my friends on this panel. And you attract like energy. That's what you have to do. You have to realize that you're honored. You deserve the best that life has to offer.
Yes, I do.
It does work.
Yes, I do. I deserve to be treated like a queen.
The big thing is, you don't just want a date. You want a date with the right guy. You want a date with somebody that you really enjoy. And that's the match part. But like Peter said, like I've said, you have to change the thinking to, I'm really grateful that when I meet people, I go out and have a great time and I make great connections.
Oh, I do.
That sort of thing.
I am making the best group of friends.
Get out of that lack space of, I at least want this, and seeing it small or not occurring. Just, I'm so glad for the people I speak to, and I'm so glad for the right people to align to me. And things are, you know, things are up and expanding, not dwindling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're
going
to be all a flutter, and you're going to friends with him first and then figure out that you really like him, and because I see you having butterflies, and you giggling and laughing and feeling pretty and bouncy, and you're going to just have a ball.
Oh, good. I deserve that. I deserve to be treated, like I said, like a queen. He doesn't have to buy me everything under the sun, but he's got to treat me very well.
Well, thank you.
Well, I've got a tiara here I'm going to send to you.
You what?
I'm sending you a tiara.
Oh, thank you. I like that. I should have a tiara on my head. I don't know what the people at work would think, but no, I'm not a bee, that B word, but I know how I should be treated, and I should be just treated very well, so I'm not going to settle for anything less.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you all so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, 5:10. We have a few more to do.
Hello.
You guys
okay?
Hi. Hi, 5:10.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Okay, I just wanted to, my birthday is June 22nd, 1975. My name is Tasha.
Okay.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
And what's
How
your
you
question?
June 22nd of what year?
1975.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to know that, what do you see from me and any messages from any of my relatives?
I want to say to you, I don't know if you're aware of this, you have a very special mission in this life. You're a master vibration. Do you know what that means?
You can explain.
All right. A master vibration means that you came into this world with a lot of energy.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a lot of energy on a daily basis?
Yeah.
All right. I'm being shown, I don't know who this is. They are showing me, a guy came in, and I don't know if it's a guy or somebody that you knew. Was there a connection in this life with Dale, D-A-L-E?
Dale. It's hard to say because I had a friend that I met a long time ago named Dale Sorrow, and then I have another friend currently. His middle name is Dale, so I don't know which person that is.
Oh, like the first one. Is he still around or did he pass?
He passed away long time ago.
He passed, yeah.
Well, honey, he just told me to tell you that he's around you.
Okay, Dale Sorrow. That's cool.
Yes. What was your connection with him?
It was an attraction. It was like I wanted to date him, but he was already dating a woman with the same name as me.
Oh. All right. Well, this is who's coming in for you. You asked if anybody was coming in.
Okay.
He's around you. He's watching over you. This is going to be an amazing year for you, dear.
Okay.
Hold on, grandson.
Hey, pour some milk.
Somebody's not too happy.
Okay.
No, he just woke up from a nap.
Well, I did too, but I'm not crying. I'm kidding.
Yes.
You enjoyed your nap, Peter.
Yes. I enjoyed my nap.
Yeah, that's how he is.
You got older. You want the nap. When you're younger, you don't want the nap.
Yes.
Did your uncle, do you have an uncle who crossed over?
Yes, an older uncle named Uncle Robert. I have a cousin that passed over, a grandmother that had passed over.
I just see uncle. I just feel your uncle being around. Is he your uncle on your father's side?
Oh, no, I have an uncle on my grandmother's side. I may have an uncle on my father's side, but I don't know of him.
Okay, because I feel I have an uncle coming forward. He's tall and slender.
Oh, yeah, that's father's side.
I'm your uncle. I'm your uncle. Crossed over. I'm looking out for you. I feel he may have passed away when you were very young or when you were young. And something smoking related, but there was a lot going on for him. And he just wants you to know, because I hear him calling you baby. So I feel like had you got the opportunity in the physical, you would have been able to have been close. But in this moment, he crossed over, but he's still with you very strongly. You actually have a very nice support system in the spiritual.
Okay.
A lot of nice changes happening for you in life this year. You're going to have an opportunity to be presented to you from a girlfriend. Look for that to happen. And are you dating?
No, but I'm interested in a friend of mine.
Oh, man.
About cooking. Do you cook for the people when you're interested in getting in a relationship with them?
Yeah.
I see macaroni and cheese. Like, I see very, like, rich, delicious food. You're very good at cooking. So, like, you lure in friends and family, people that you're interested in with all this really good food. And it's, like, you're very enjoyable to be around. You have a really great energy, and people enjoy your company.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, can you tell me about my friend that I'm interested in? Would this go anywhere?
Yes. It's evolving into something very lovely.
Okay, so I'll just keep moving forward and go with the flow.
Yep.
Thank you.
So is he going to ask me to be his girlfriend soon?
He's thinking about it. He's pondering it.
Okay.
He's slow, but...
Right. He is. I'm not mad at him. As long as he makes the best decision for him.
Yeah. He knows how to treat a lady, and he's old-fashioned, and he ponders stuff for a long time, but once he makes it of his mind, he's a go-getter.
Yep.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
We help.
Thank you.
Do you have him over your house for food? Do you cook for him? Do you hang out with him?
He don't want to come over here because I got older kids and I got boys. So he's more than all.
Okay. I see you cooking for a man. So I'm seeing like a actual like full meal, something that you'd make at like a holiday or a family. Maybe over at his house or something. There's something about you cooking that's like meaningful.
Okay. I haven't been cooking for a while since my kids have been grown, but they kind of lightweight got me back into cooking now, so they happy.
I also see you baking cakes, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to bake cakes, yeah.
Yeah, I see you baking cakes.
Yeah, me and my oldest son, we bake cakes and pies.
Yep, I see you doing that again.
Okay.
You're going to do a pear... Pear and apple pie.
Oh,
I know
but
it sounds delicious.
Okay. I haven't did that, though. I haven't made apple and pear pie. Maybe I'm going to get into that.
I'm like chicken, cornbread, macaroni and cheese, collard greens, like very family
rich kind of food I see coming out.
Is this all due to my oldest son, or is this just me trying to get the dude?
It seems like food has been like something handed down. Your family has bonded over food. So when you had kids and you cooked, you weren't one of those parents that was overworked and then resentful to cook with your kids. It was actually like a spot in your life that you enjoyed and you're good at it. And it brings something to life in you, something youthful and joyful. And that's why I said I see you cooking for this gentleman where it's almost like you're making meals again. Like, you know, as you've gotten into the single life habit, you know, you have cooked less, done less stuff. But if you're coming back into this relationship habit, I mean, if you want to pick a guy who cooks half his meals, you cook half the meals, whatever, the how you break up the dynamic is up to you. I'm just saying I see you cooking again. You lay down the laws in advance for how you want that house to go, but I see you cooking and happy to be cooking.
Okay.
Timer's getting ready to go off. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank Peter and Teresa for tonight. And we'll see you all in the future. And to the people we didn't get to, we'll see you again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great night. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.